on Monday to try to look through it, like give them looks again and just find out what went wrong. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Or should you guys be past that point, or were these things that specific to this game that came up?
Pretty much past it as of right now, but as a receiver and quarterback, that's just some things you just talk about. You know, when you miscommunicate throughout the game, you find a way to correct it, and I think that's what we did today. Went out and practiced hard and corrected the little mistakes that we had Sunday.
Was it just something that you were seeing in the coverage that he wasn't seeing, or
had nothing to do with that? It's just miscommunication.
Now, Tony, you guys had two scoring drives in the first three before that last one before halftime, and you had two timeouts with a minute to go. Do you think maybe you guys should have gone to try to get those 40 or 50 yards if you tried field goal before the half?
I mean, it was all up to our offensive coordinator and our head coach on what decision we make. We run the plays that are being called, and he elated for us to run the clock out and take the ball back out in the second half and try to go down and score it in.
San Antonio, when you watched the film, what did you see that led to some of the struggles in the middle of the game after those first two drives?
That was last week, man. I really don't even know right now. We're focused on what the Miami Dolphins are trying to do and how well these guys are playing, and we got to go down there and try to take us another victory. This one really counts big time for us, an AFC win, and a divisional win. So we want to try to win our division, and this is where it starts with the Dolphins.
Tony, what did you see from the Dolphins defensively on film?
The corners are really aggressive. Got good guys at the corner position. Safety's probably a little young, but those guys are still making plays, and they're learning to work together as a group. As far as the whole defense in itself, you know, they got some guys that can rush the passers, and we got to get a good hand on those guys and control the tempo of the game.
They've been pretty stout against the run in the first two games. How much does that play into what you guys do as far as getting down the field and opening things up a little bit?
I think we're going to stick with the game plan that Coach Pirano presents to us, whether it's run the ball, pass the ball. You know, we got to be on key and go through the motions. Not go through the motions, but we have to be on point with our run game and pass game and, you know, try to dictate the tempo of the game, control the game from our standpoint, as opposed to worrying about what the Miami Dolphins do.
Santonio, have you seen a lot of coverages rolling your way, maybe more so this year than past years?
We've only played two games this season, so I can't even determine what type of coverages has been changing.
Santonio, are you mindful of the fact when you look at the next two games after the Miami game, San Francisco and Houston, two of the best teams in the league, do you look at that little stretch and say, you guys got to get this game in Miami?
No, we play the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. I mean, that's pretty much where our focus is right now. I don't think anybody's concerned about what other teams are doing, because we don't play them until the schedule appears for us that this is the team that we have to study and we have to prepare for.
Antonio, how do you feel your communication is with Mark now?
I think we're working great together, you know. As far as me goes, stay in the film room a lot longer, you know. Just put in the time that I need to help this team be successful. And as much as I can, you know, continue coaching up the young guys and being a leader and a receiver group for these guys and by leading by example.
When you walk into that stadium, what do you think of how it ended last year and the end of the game and the way the season ended? Do you have any memories of that?
No, I'd be excited to see my family when I walk into that stadium. You know, that's probably be my focus going in and getting this W, you know, catching as many passes as Mark throw to me, blocking for my running backs and fellow receivers down the field, and making as many plays as we can, and hopefully we come out with a W.
Does that game feel like a long time ago, Santonio?
I don't even remember that game, honestly.
Mark says he's been to the biggest change he's seen is in your attitude. Do you think that's the biggest change? What do you see in terms of your working relationship?
I mean, attitude can mean many things. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing or a good thing. It can mean in a way that our team really feeds off of the energy, you know, that a person brings to the practice field. And that's what I try to bring to this team every day, is a great energy to the practice field, you know, because I think that these guys do feed off of the way I play and the performance that I put on, because of my status of being the only veteran receiver here. You know, these guys are depending on me to be the guy, and I got to step up to the plate.
Santonio, can you talk about the importance of this game, not only the divisional game, but all four teams in the division have tied 1-1. So how pivotal, how important is this game so early in the season?
It's as important to us because it's the next game, and that's where our focus is, and we can only win one game at a time. And the Dolphins happen to be the next game on the schedule. And to be ahead in the division by having a victory over these guys, you know, would mean a great deal to us.
Antonio, in order to be a playoff team or, you know, serious Super Bowl contender, do you need Mark to play at a high level each week? Does he have to – can you afford to go through peaks and valleys with him?
In order to be a playoff team, we got to win one game at a time. We got to have enough wins stacked up to where we can make the playoffs first. And I think that's all that matters is getting the next victory after another. It's not about the way anybody plays. We as a team have to play great offense, defense, and special teams in order to be a playoff team.
Antonio, talking about, you know, setting an example, are you mindful during a game of body language and, like, not showing any frustration if there is a miscommunication between you and Mark or something like that?
As a wide receiver, you know, you have your moments, whether it's on your mistake or the quarterback's mistake. And whether somebody points it out, you know, that's for them to recognize. And I think we get past it because we all are human beings, and we show body language towards any and every type of opposite reaction that we get from something.
You've gone, I think the number is 27 straight games now without a 100-yard receiving day. Now, obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into that. It's not just one person, but that is a pretty long time. What do you think of that, and do you think that's reflective of who you are as a receiver?
I honestly don't think it reflects anything about me as a receiver, because my job is to do what I can do to help the team win ball games. And whether I catch one pass for 13 yards, whether I catch 9 for 1,000 yards, really don't matter. You know, it's about the performance that you put in from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and the grades that count out when you're in your receiver room and coach want to talk to you about the little things that you didn't do, the techniques that you didn't use. It's those things that count. It's not about how many yards you put up every week.
Antonio, I think you had 3 or 4 DPIs called on maybe it was all on Ike, I'm not sure. And you said after the game that the replacement refs listened to you. Do you think that your persuasiveness during the course of the game helped you get some calls?
No, I think it was more so just respectful, you know, of the situation, because things happen during the course of the games, but the more you communicate and allow the officials to understand how the game is being played, you know, they have a different mindset. They tend to watch a little bit more careful on how these guys are playing and the physicality of the game. And they make the calls, not me.
Do you think that one call, if you get one DPI where I'm not, they didn't look on the replay that I gave you, got a hand on it, do you remember which one that was?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. We was happy to get the call in my favor. So,
Dustin said earlier today that you like the matchup against the defensive back of the Dolphins this week. What you saw on film, do you agree with him? Do you think it's a good matchup for you guys as receivers?
I mean, we're going to have to see these guys twice this year. So we would like to get the upper edge and the advantage against these guys early, so that now they have to come out and defend us and play us in a respectable manner. So with our skills and our speed, you know, we should really take advantage of these guys. And hopefully, you know, the offense opens up and however it plays out. But we just have a job to do, which is catch the ball and do whatever we can after.
Santonio, how much do you think it will help to have Dustin back if he is able to come back? What can he do that can open things up a little bit more?
He's a valuable part of our offense. You know, he knows the game in and out. He's a four or five-year starter at that position. To just have him not being present on our team right now, you know, we have a lot of voids to fill. And we know that he can stretch the field with the shallow routes and even on the deep routes. So we're definitely missing his part of the game. And hopefully his return is really, really soon. All right, thanks, guys.